I think twice in my entire life as a kid did I ever see my dad cry. He's always doing okay. His mom used to call him Sunny Boy. I've seen my dad cry and emote more in the last few months than I saw him do so in my entire life before. He's always loved being a doctor. It was his dream growing up. He loves educating. He loves working with kids. He loves being a healer. Anyone who's had the opportunity to work with him knows this about my dad. In December of 2020, the Oregon Medical Board decided to emergently suspend his medical license based on a study that he released tracking the unvaccinated and the vaccinated kids that were at his clinic just to see what outcomes were. It did show that the kids that were unvaccinated, they were having better health outcomes. He thought it was something that would help educate the world and bring about a discussion about the risks and benefits of vaccines. And it's so important to him that patients and kids never be coerced or misled. This change in his career, and I think the trauma of losing his medical license, has created a lot of internal conflict and emotional confusion and change in him. And change is hard for anyone. One thing that did come out of this situation that I do think was inherently positive is that he started an online show, Doctors and Science Under Fire. It's called Against the Wind. So if you want to see the show that my dad's been working on diligently, go to doctorsandscience.com. It's the first link in the description. It is free to watch this new show that he's been creating and pouring a lot of himself into and being passionate about. I cannot believe some of the interviews he has landed for this show. It brings me to the next part of this video. When he lost his license, a big part of his day-to-day changed, his schedule changed for the first time. A big part of his identity was stripped from him, in my perception. I think he downplayed, minimized, and underestimated the emotional burden and the stress and the fear that was associated with losing his medical license. My dad is a doer. He just goes. I have a nickname for him. I call him Pinball Paul Thomas because when I used to work at his office, I would watch nurses say, room 7, check the labs, go here, go there. There's a million people directing him, and with a smile on his face, like a pinball, boom, 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 boom. He just went. He gets things done. And he does it with a good attitude. And for the first time in his life, there was nothing to do at all.
I'm on an adventure of sorts, trying to put into perspective my career, my journey of life up to this point.
Things slow down, and I don't know that my dad does well with being still. He's been trying to figure out who he is now, what he thinks, what he wants. What could life really mean if he doesn't get his MD back? I think some insecurities of his from his childhood have come up, and he's had the opportunity to be supported and feel feelings that I believe he's not been feeling and dealing with for a long time. And if you are the praying type and the spiritual type, I think prayers are welcome. And just know that we appreciate you here at the Paul Thomas MD YouTube channel. I'm gonna keep this channel alive no matter what. My dad's committed to it no matter what. There is one more big update about the medical board, but I am going to let my dad update you on that. I sort of just wanted to give you my perception of how he's been doing, how he's been feeling. He's probably gonna see this video. Dad, I love you so much. I'm so happy to be your producer. I'm so happy to be your son. And I'm happy to watch you on this difficult and confusing time in your life. I'm happy to see you just go through it. I think you're doing it with a lot of grace. I think you're doing it with a lot of bravery. I think you're gonna help a lot of people, and I think everything is going to be okay.